الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, On the day of judgment, I will intercede for the one who recites Durood Sharif upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila, Branches of Faith. We have been discussing in the previous silsilas the mu'jizat of different anbiya alayhimus salatu wa salam, specifically those mu'jizat mentioned in the Holy Quran. Today, inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to discuss some mu'jizat of Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. It has been mentioned in a hadith mubarakah that Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, used to inform the students of his school about what their parents had eaten and what their parents had kept in their homes. When the parents inquired from the children, that how did they come to know about these things? They said that Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, informed us about it. And the students that used to study in the school of Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, were the children of Bani Israel. So they stopped their children from going to the school of Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam went to their homes and asked them where the children were. They said that the children were not around. When Isa alayhi salatu wa salam asked them, then what is in your houses? They said that there are pigs in our houses. So Isa alayhi salatu wa salam said, okay, then there must be pigs. If you say there's pigs, then there must be pigs in your houses. Therefore, when the people opened their homes, the doors of their homes, then pigs started to run out of the houses. This incident had spread wide, and the people became so enraged with Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, that they plotted to kill him. His mother, Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, took her son and migrated to Egypt. And this is how Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was protected from the wickedness of these wicked people. When Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam had proclaimed prophethood in front of the Jews, they were already well informed about his prophethood, which is mentioned in the Torah, that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would overrule their religion. For this reason, they became his enemy. When Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, felt that the Jews will remain rigid in their infidelity and they will kill him, he addressed his people and said, Man ansari ilallah. Who are to be my helpers towards the religion of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? About 12 or 19 companions replied. نحن أنصار الله آمنا بالله واشهد بأننا مسلمون. We are the helpers of the religion of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We have brought faith unto Allah Azza wa Jal, and you be a witness that we are Muslims. The remaining Jews remained rigid over their infidelity, and with great emotional aggression they conspired to kill Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. So they sent a person called Tatyanus to kill Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam in his house. Meanwhile, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam with a cloud which raised Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam toward the skies. His mother embraced him out of love. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam addressed his mother and said, "O beloved mother, now we will meet again on the day of judgment." And the cloud lifted him into the heavens, into the skies. This incident took place at Baytul Muqaddas on the sacred night of Shabi Qadr. According to the point of view of Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam at that time was 33 years of age. But according to Allama Zurqani alayhi rahma, Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam was 120 years of age. When Tatyanus did not come out of the house of Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam for a long time, the Jews invaded the house and witnessed that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had transformed Tatyanus into the appearance of Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And it was not Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam that was crucified, rather it was Tatyanus that was crucified. Tatyanus was crucified. His family observed that his face had looked exactly like Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, but the rest of his body was exactly that of Tatyanus. So they asked the people that if this is Isa, then please tell us where is Tatyanus. And if this is Tatyanus, then please tell us where is Isa. This issue had caused so much of conflict that the situation broke out into a civil war. And consequently, the people started killing each other, and many, many Jews were killed. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has described this in the Holy Quran in the following words: وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ وَمُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وجاعل الذين اتبعوك فوق الذين كفروا إلى يوم القيامة ثم إلي مرجعكم فأحكم بينكم فيما كنتم فيه تختلفون. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. And the unbelievers conspired to kill Isa, and Allah Azza wa Jal covertly planned to destroy them. And Allah Azza wa Jal is the best of secret planners. Remember when Allah Azza wa Jal said, "O Isa, I will keep you alive till your full age and raise you towards me and cleanse you of the unbelievers and give your followers dominance over the unbelievers until the day of resurrection. Then you will all return to me, so I shall judge between you concerning the matter in which you dispute." After Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, was raised into the heavens, Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha lived for 6 years and she passed away. It is narrated from Bukhari and Muslim Sharif that Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah alayhi salatu wa salam, will descend on earth close to the day of judgment and will follow the Sharia of our beloved Rasul, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He will kill Dajjal, he will kill the pig, he will destroy the cross, and after establishing justice for 7 years, he will pass away to be buried inside Madinatul Munawwara under the green dome next to our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, many around the world believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was crucified. But we have learned that it was not Isa alayhi salatu wasalam that was crucified. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was not raised into the heavens after the crucifixion of Tatianus. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was raised into the heavens before the crucifixion took place. And it was not Isa alayhi salatu wasalam that was crucified, rather it was Tatianus who was sent to kill Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had changed his face and he looked identical to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was killed, he was crucified, not to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He was the messenger of Allah, he was Ruhullah, he was the beloved servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want harm to come to him, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam with a cloud and he was raised into the heavens. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come down on the easternmost minaret of the Jami' Masjid in Damascus in Syria, and he will come back to this earth. And inshallah azza wa jal, when we are discussing the signs of Qiyamah in the silsilas that will follow in this program, branches of faith, we will discuss the second coming of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in refuting the Christians, says in the Holy Quran, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. And without doubt, they did not kill him. In fact, Allah raised him towards himself, and Allah is Almighty Wise. In the previous verse to this, it is said, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. They did not slay him, nor did they crucify him, but a look-alike was created for them. In summary, Sayyidina Isa, Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, was not killed by the Jews, but he was lifted into the heavens. And anyone who believes that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was killed or crucified is going directly against the belief that is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Thus, that person will become a disbeliever. Another belief, which is not an Islamic belief, is the belief that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the son of Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, لم يلد ولم يولد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from having children. But once a Christian delegation came to Madinatul Munawwara from Najran, Yemen, which consisted of a group of 14 people, and they were all noblemen from Najran. They all dressed up in very pristine and exquisite clothes and entered into Masjid al-Nabawi after Salatul Asr and offered their own prayer towards their own Qibla. Then Abu Haritha and another person came in the blessed court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and had a conversation with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah spoke to them in a very graceful manner, and the conversation was as follows. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accept Islam and become obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. Abu Haritha, we have already become obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your statement is not true because you worship the cross, ascribe a son to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and eat pork. Abu Haritha, why do you people abuse our Prophet Isa ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What do we say about Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam? Abu Haritha, you people call Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam a bondsman and a servant of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, whereas he is the son of God, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasalam. Yes, we say that he is the bondsman and a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he is Kalimatullah, who was born to Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha without any father but by the command of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Abu Haritha, can anyone be conceived without a father? When you believe that no human being is the father of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, then you will have to admit that God is his father, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If someone does not have a father, it does not necessarily mean that Allah Azza wa Jal is his father. If Allah Azza wa Jal wills, he can create a human being without a father. And this is evident from how Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal created Sayyiduna Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam without a father and or a mother. So what is shocking if Allah Azza wa Jal created Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wa salam without a father? What a beautiful way of putting it. After these prophetic, persuasive and philosophical words from the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, instead of leaving Christianity and coming into the fold of Islam, these people started to quarrel and argue with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The argument and dispute prolonged to such an extent that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the following verse in Surah Ali Imran.
فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. Therefore say to those who dispute with you, O dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, concerning Isa, after the knowledge has come to you, come, let us summon our sons and your sons, and our women and your women, and ourselves and yourselves. Then pray humbly, thereby casting the curse of Allah upon the liars. Abu Haritha accepted the challenge of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it was thus decided that mubahila will take place in an open field the next morning. Mubahila is that when two people will call their families and they would sort of curse each other, they would pray against each other, the destruction of the other. But when Abu Haritha came to the Christians, he said, O my tribe, you people have well understood and realized that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last prophet of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And bear in mind that the people that hold Mubahila was a true and real prophet, its youngsters and the adults get destroyed. Therefore, betterment lies in having a truce with him and returning home. The next morning, when Abu Haritha came in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam carrying Hazrat Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, whilst holding Hazrat Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu with his finger, with Sayyidatuna Fatima and Sayyiduna Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem walking behind the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told all of them that when I supplicate, when I make dua, you should say Ameen. Upon seeing this, Abu Haritha started to shiver with fear and said, O group of Christians, I am seeing such faces that if Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal wishes, He can make the mountains move from their place by virtue of these faces. Therefore, O my people, do not engage in mubahila at all, otherwise you will be destroyed and not a single Christian will remain on the face of this earth. Then he said, O Abu Qasim, we will not conduct mubahila with you, and we wish to remain on our own religion. The merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, embrace Islam so that your rights may be fulfilled. But these Christians rejected, and instead they wanted to have a truce with the Muslims. But listen to what the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Devastation and destruction had reached the people of Najran, but these people were saved. Had they had a mubahila with me, their faces would have been deformed and become monkeys and pigs, and such a fire would have blazed in their valley that all of the inhabitants of Najran, including the birds and beasts, would have been burnt, blazed and turned into a muck of ashes, and all the Christians over the face of the earth would have become extinct within 1 year. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this was regarding having mubahila with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even the Christians knew that they could not contest with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because had the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a dua against them, they would have been destroyed, as was confirmed by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is reported in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, Volume 2, page 44, Part 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 61. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, look at the beautiful way the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed these Christians. Number one, he spoke to them in a very loving and compassionate way, and he gave them logical explanations as to why Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam cannot be the son of Allah Azza wa Jal. If Isa alayhi salatu wa salam were the son of Allah Azza wa Jal, then what would be said about Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, who had no father, no mother? Isa alayhi salatu wa salam had a mother, he just did not have a father. It is within the power of Allah, it is within the qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal can create from nothing, because everything is created by Allah Azza wa Jal, and only Allah Azza wa Jal existed forever. Eternal without a beginning, everlasting without an end. And everything else came into existence from non-existence. Everything else is hadith. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam did not have any parents. So if Allah so desired, Allah could create Isa alayhi salatu wasalam without a father, with a mother, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam with no father and no mother. Another very beautiful madani pool we learn from this incident is that even Abu Haritha acknowledged the beauty in the faces of Ahl Bayt. Thus he says that if Allah Azza wa Jal wishes, He can make the mountains move from their places by the virtue of these faces. And who are these people? Hasnain Karimain, Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and their parents Sayyidina Ali كرم الله تعالى وجهه الكريم سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء رضي الله تعالى عنها. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill in our hearts the love for the Ahl Bayt the respect for the Ahlul Bayt. These are people whose du'as are mustajab. Aqaidu Alam Nuri Mujassam Shahi Adam Wabani Adam Shafi'i Umam. Our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told his family members that when I make dua, you say Ameen. Look at who is making dua and look at who would be saying Ameen. Even the Christians were trembling with fear and they did not want to enter into a mubahila with the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Instead, they decided on a truce. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Islam is a religion of peace. Islam is a religion of love. Islam is a religion of compassion. There is no force in religion. The beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam entered into a treaty with these people. He invited them towards Islam. He gave them logical explanations. But at the end, he entered into a treaty with these people and he allowed them to leave Madinatul Munawwara without causing them any harm. We should spread this message of Islam with love, with peace. We should spread the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all parts of the world. Yes, we believe in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. We believe that he is the Prophet of Allah. We believe that he is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in his miraculous birth. We believe that he brought the dead to life. We believe that he could cure the born blind and the leper. We believe that he could tell what a person had eaten and what a person had left in his home. We believe that he turned the children into pigs when the parents said that they are pigs in the home, not children. And then the children were turned into pigs. We believe in these miracles of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. We believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke when he was a baby in defense of the chastity of his mother. We believe in these miracles of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. We believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was raised into the heavens. And we believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come back onto earth. We do not believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the son of Allah. We do not believe in atonement of sins. We believe in accountability. We do not believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come back with a new religion, but he will follow the religion and the sharia of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These are Muslim beliefs regarding Isa Ruhullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah azza wa jal, time permitting, we will discuss this at length in another silsila. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill in our hearts true love for the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, especially our beloved master Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his companions, his family members. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because of your generosity, ya Allah.